New weapons are being trialled in the nation's fight against feral cats. Sound and sensor technologies are being tested on a number of Australian islands in an attempt to eradicate the rogue felines, which are killing thousands of native animals. Sarah White reports.
A peaceful sounding morning on French Island, about 60 kilometres southeast of Melbourne. But blood has been shed here.
So what we're listening to here is a soundscape. So we've got multiple bird species calling. We actually have a frog in there as well.
Bird expert Liz Snyderzik from the Charles Sturt University says the recording highlights just how many animals have fallen victim to feral cats.
There's no doubt that the cats are having an impact not only on the actual adult but also on eggs and chicks.
So once the cats have been eradicated, how do you think that soundscape will sound?
What we would predict is that there will be much more acoustic activity.
It's estimated in Australia that feral and domestic cats kill more than a million birds and 1.7 million reptiles every day. Michael Johnson is in charge of feral cat eradication on French Island.
Feral cats' impact on wildlife, the obvious one is by direct predation, where cats kill wildlife.
He says the audio recordings being gathered by the CSU team will help him identify what animals are on the island.
The benefit is more to do with monitoring of the wildlife populations, which are the reason why we are proposing to remove feral cats from French Island.
Further northwest, authorities on Kangaroo Island in South Australia say up to 5,000 cats are roaming the island hunting for their prey, regularly attacking up to 50 different species on the island, including echidnas and wallabies. Martine Kinlock is the island's manager of science and program planning. She says recent images show the exact devastation being caused.
We've got one image, for example, of a cat eating an echidna.
To combat the mass killing, authorities on Kangaroo Island have been trialling a new trap that uses sensor technology.
It's about the size of a large cardboard box. It's armed with a number of sensors and it functions with some software algorithms. If it's determined to be a target, in other words, a cat, it will then eject a dose of toxic gel onto the flank of the cat, and then the cat will instinctively groom itself to remove that gel. So that gel has a toxin in it.
5 years ago, the federal government launched an ambitious strategy to address the carnage caused by feral cats. The Five Feral Cat-Free Islands program set itself the goal of culling 2 million ferals by 2020 and eradicating them completely from the five islands: Kangaroo, French, Dirk Hartog, Bruny and Christmas Island. The Department of Environment is expected to report in the coming months on how successful the program has been.
Sarah White reporting.